You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you up here. Up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network and all the other ways that could bring you right here to beautiful Chippewa Falls. We are very happy that you are starting your day right here. I got a question for you. It's one of those semi-serious news questions, but every so often I feel the need to ask it. Is it possible to be both an evil genius doing diabolical, well-planned things and be stupid as well? If you've been paying attention for the past 7-8 months, you already know the answer to that. But I have these two different examples of how a presidency based in large part on racism has both evil genius tendencies and things that are akin to stepping on a rake. So I will describe that for you coming up in just a bit. Also coming up, I will once again beg, cajole, insist that local media stop engaging in stenography when it comes to Congressman Derek Van Orden, who once again was given coverage that was unencumbered by fact checks or clarifications or context. We will review an event the other night, not a town hall, we're not exactly sure what it was, to celebrate, quote unquote, a new tax policy regarding tips and overtime. It is not nearly as generous or encompassing as you would think to see how it's being covered by other outlets. We'll be catching up with our friend Jeff Renicky. He's a friend of the Apostle Islands. That's actually the name of the group, Friends of the Apostle Islands. And we'll be talking about the Trump administration's willful neglect of our national parks, how it's being seen in everything from overworked staff and fewer tours to piled up trash and lost revenue that could be keeping our parks in a healthy condition. We will visit with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser, along with Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You need an updated bucket list. You're going on a road trip, or you see a nice weekend's coming. This weekend's going to be nice. Now, we traveled last weekend. We had a really nice road trip. This weekend for us is going to be, you know, based on house stuff, but maybe this coming weekend is going to be the weekend that you guys can just get away and be whimsical in your planning. Well, Sheila Everhart will give you some ideas on some rural Wisconsin sites to add to your road trip bucket list for fall in Wisconsin. And then we have that new Tuesday tag team covering your capitals in both Madison and Washington, D.C. We'll have Cam Stevenson live from the nation's capital. We'll talk about the evil genius slash stepping on a rake process when it comes with dealing with Hispanic Americans and undocumented immigrants. And also at the same time deciding it was a good idea to raid a South Korean car factory and battery plant under construction. Boy, is that about to backfire. And then Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area will preview the upcoming session of the Wisconsin Assembly. It's time to look at those bills beyond the state budget and all the ways that they could change life in Wisconsin for you. So Dan will talk all about that. And then Tuesday brings both the Dans, Dan Schaefer and Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander, WJFW-TV, will tell us what kind of stories he's working on in the North Woods. And of course, along the way, you might have to go to work. You might have to take the kids to school. You might in some way, shape, or form miss some of this. So get over to Spotify, sign up for this program as a podcast, and be able to listen back later on, maybe during, you know, your midday chores or whatever the case may be. So head to Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us and all kinds of other great civic media shows. We'd love to have you as a subscriber. From meteorologist Brittany Merlot, the state forecast says summer-like weather is around the corner. There will be higher heat. There will be more mugginess. and there will be dry days to close out the week. But first, we got to get through the next 36 hours or so. For today, Brittany says rounds of rain and thunder to the north, cloudy to the south. Highs will be in the mid-60s up north, mid-70s south, with a southwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy with spotty showers tonight, lows tonight in the mid-50s, and a south wind at 5 to 10. You can definitely tell the warm front worked its way through the state already, and the after effects of it are still up north as the front moved its way from south to north, because the high temperatures around the state right now are all in the northwestern corner of the state. It is 64 degrees in the Chippewa Valley here right now, and in Menominee. It's also 64 in Burnett. And then the colder spots, like 45, way down in Burlington in the southeast corner of the state. But again, much more summer-like temperatures will be around. Coming back one more time. Parker Olson produces this fine program from Madison Studio A2 at the top of State Street, one block away from the state capitol, and joins us now, I believe, through the magic of radio. Mr. Olson, how are you?
The magic of radio? I thought this was the magic of the internet, Mr.
Crambo. Well, it's a little bit of both. It's got to,
that's true,
got to get from me to you through the interwebs,
yeah,
and then out to the public through the magic of radio.
And
we're very thankful for everybody that's doing that. Was yesterday as glorious there as it was here with that south wind at like 20 miles an hour? And it was, you know, the trees were swaying. It was just a beautiful breeze.
Yeah.
It could not have been a nicer example of a late summer day where you don't have the 90 degree temperatures, but yeah, it's still very pleasant.
Yeah. No, it was very nice. I had absolutely no complaints about the weather. So yeah.
Uh-huh.
There you go. That's a good day in my book. If I don't have anything to complain about, which is hard. So.
Yeah, because life has beaten you down so much and you have so much to complain about otherwise. Alicia puts on YouTube, Mother Nature decided to turn the temperatures upside down. Yes, at least temporarily here. And, you know, like Alicia, if you'd like to, you know, get in on all the fun that we're having here, you definitely can. You head over to Up North News on Facebook or YouTube, or Civic Media on Facebook or YouTube, and jump in the comment section. Tell us what you're up to today, where you're listening from, what you're doing with your days, and also we'll see those, but we'll also see if you use the Civic Media app and use the text function on there, for example, or you can leave us a voice note as well. There's that voice note feature under all the different Civic Media stations, and we'll catch those. We'll listen to them, maybe pop those up on air. And of course, one of these days, we're going to start taking phone calls again.
But one of these right days.
Now, you know,
close.
Parker is still, we're still working on that. And I say that half tongue in cheek because, again, it's not a lot of folks racing to call a radio station at 6:14 in the morning.
This is true.
You know, so we have found much more enthusiasm for people that want to, they're still in their pajamas, they've got their mug of coffee, and it's just easier to tap out something on your phone or on your computer keyboard. And that's fine. We want to give you all the opportunities to comment and let us know what's on your mind today.
We live in the age of the keyboard warrior, Pat.
We do. We've got it all. So if you are said keyboard warrior, well then by gum, you come on out and say what's on your mind. We'll get you on the phone at some point. We'll cajole you. We'll bribe you.
You don't understand, guys. We're so close. I thought we had it.
Alicia says technology has a Tuesday morning attitude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tech Tuesdays with Pat and Parker. Here we go.
Yep. What did you break this time should be our motto. Also invite you to be a subscriber to the Up North News newsletters weekdays. We've got a new newsletter editor starting this week. And if she's half as good as she was in the job interviews, you're going to love to get to know her. So I'm just teasing you with that. There will be much more time to meet and greet and learn more about the newsletters. But in the meantime, Henry, our summer intern, did just a fantastic job helping out, lighten the load with all of us, contributing to it. And you can sign up for all the work that we do with the newsletters by heading to upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the banner up on top of our homepage. There's also our Sunday morning politics newsletter. And in it, there's always a question of the week. And I ask, what caused Donald Trump's flip-flop on the Epstein files? Did he realize that he maybe thought he wasn't going to get caught doing some bad things and realizes he did get caught doing bad things? Or is it a case of he actually isn't listed in the files doing bad things, but he's protecting other people who are listed there? Or is it that he's blackmailing other people who are listed in there, and that's why he hasn't released them yet? Or the fourth option, of course, is he's right. It's all a hoax, and all these women are just making it up. They're all part of a grand conspiracy. Sure, maybe that's one of your answers. Right now, there's been a whole lot of the others. And again, to be one of the first to see the question of the week and respond, head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe up in the top banner and get on board with those newsletters. Boy, Parker, was I excited watching the first four innings of the Brewers game last night in Texas. It was also a perfect night for baseball in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah,
roof open. The roof was open on their new and gorgeous stadium down there. Yeah. And Jose Quintana, you know, put down in the first inning, put him down in order, 1-2-3. Second inning, 4-5-6. Third inning, 7-8-9. Fourth inning, 1-2-3 again. I mean, perfect through four innings. This was looking real good. Real good. And the wheels came off the bus in the fifth inning where he managed to load the bases. And then Quintana gave up a grand slam to Michael Hellman, his first ever major league grand slam. He drove in all of the Texas runs with a grand slam and later on a double as the Rangers beat the Brewers 5-0 last night. The Brewers were held scoreless for only the 11th time this season. I don't know the whole list of teams and how many times they've been shut out, but I don't think it's been a lot for the Brewers. So I'm saying only the 11th time this season.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It just sucks when you have such a good pitching performance and you get shut out.
Yes, it really does. This is the same team that has had far more four or more run innings than any other team in baseball. They have these big innings all the time where they're busting out the whooping sticks. And then sometimes the sticks appear to have been put into the fire pit and somebody put gasoline on them. So we'll see if we can pick it up again with game two of the series. That's this evening in Texas. Coverage begins at 6:30 on several Civic media stations. By the way, the magic number, Cubs lost. So the magic number to clinch the National League Central Division is 11. To clinch and get into the playoffs, the magic number is just 2. Uh-huh. And for the best record, the number one seed, the magic number is only 12. So there's some reason to be hopeful here. Okay, let's just leave it at that.
The champagne could pop soon.
Yes, it could. So be on the lookout for that. And then, of course, a reminder: the Packers are on a short week. They've got the Thursday night game this time. I didn't hear all the details from Mike Clemens just now, but he was talking about injuries, and this is always the roughest part of those Thursday night games. Some would say the roughest part. I would say the dumbest part, because I still think Thursday night games are dumb, but they didn't ask for my vote. So it is what it is. And the pregame for Thursday's game against the Washington Commanders will begin at 5 p.m. on Thursday on WRCO in Richland Center, WCQM in Park Falls, WRJAN in Racine, and WAUH in Wautoma. And find those stations and be a listener, because come Thursday, that game is on Amazon Prime, and there's quite a chance that you may not be able to hear that, or watch it, I should say, so you can hear it on Civic Media. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Wrightlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Tomorrow in our homeroom segment, helping taxpayers understand just how much the private school voucher scheme is taking out of our wallets and out of our hometown schools. Heather Dubois-Bornon will talk about a new campaign aimed at that taxpayer transparency that is coming up. I should have mentioned in sports as well. I didn't see it, just heard about it this morning, but the Bears just completely bared last night. Apparently ahead handily, but then the Vikings and JJ McCarthy managed to come all the way back and rallied to win over the Bears late in the game, 27-24. Couldn't happen to a better bunch of folks. David Crawley, the Milwaukee County executive, early this morning made official. He is a candidate for governor, so we will be talking about that later in the morning as well. Now, today's history lesson is only, about 12 minutes away or so. So let me tease you for today's history lesson with a little musical trivia. One of the songs we're going to include is from 1978. The song is Boogie Oogie Oogie from A Taste of Honey. That's the group. My question is, who's doing this iconic bass line? Who's that on the bass? We'll answer that question and more in today's history lesson coming up in just a little bit on these mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, it appears that Congressman Derek Van Orden, who has not hosted a town hall in recent memory, did host some kind of an event in, where was it? Was it Galesville? It was a no tax on tips event at a bar. And there was a story on it by a La Crosse TV station, WKBT. And to read the story, you would think that this was just an entirely positive event and that nobody had any tough questions for the congressman, not in the audience and not in the media as well. It was all about emphasizing, as the WKBT story says, emphasizing the potential financial benefits for service industry workers. The story says Wisconsin's 3rd District Representative used the Galesville venue to showcase how the tax policy would directly impact food service employees who rely on gratuities as a significant portion of their income. Van Orden said, we're talking about $25,000 a year worth of tax breaks on tips, and that's the right thing to do, end quote. And the story concludes, Van Orden highlighted the savings and tax cuts that Republicans and President Trump secured for Americans during the previous administration. The congressman framed the no tax on tips proposal as part of a broader Republican economic agenda aimed at reducing the tax burden on working Americans. And that's the end of the story, kids. That's the end of the quote-unquote news coverage. Pardon me for a moment while I let out a deep sigh. I don't know who covered this. I don't know who wrote this. I am not here to single them out other than to say it is a story that is indeed quite representative of how Derek Van Orden has been covered by local news outlets that are, shall we say, bereft of experienced journalists. I mean, was this a town hall? Was this a fundraiser? Was this a drop-in? He has been hiding from his constituents for months. Covering him should kind of be a bigger deal, assuming there were people there who were not simply fawning over him and could ask some tough questions about the real world impact of what it is he voted for. So I am again asking, maybe not begging, but pretty close to demanding that local reporters in and around the 3rd Congressional District stop being stenographers, ask well-prepared questions, don't accept answers that are evasive or rude, as Van Orden is wont to do. Or don't worry about asking questions to a guy who's going to be evasive and rude, but at least make sure that your story includes the full story about the claims he's making. For example, the WKBT story could simply go on to say the following. What Congressman Van Orden did not mention at his party is that a review of the bill he supported shows that of the only 3% of American workers who get tips, this change only affects about 1/3 of them. Many tipped workers have such a low income that a deduction from that tipped income would do almost nothing for them. And they'd still have to pay payroll taxes, Social Security and otherwise, state income taxes, and so on. And as for the tax break on overtime, which is typically paid at time and a half, the tax break is only eliminated on the half, and the regular pay level for those working overtime still pays at the same tax rate as before. That's it. That's all that story would have needed to be more complete and, frankly, more fair to the viewer. What I just said there, that part that I added, there is nothing in there that is partisan. There is nothing in there that is even remotely political. What it is journalism. Don't cover the event. Cover the story. The story is a congressman coming out of hiding, saying a bill does one thing, but he's not telling you the whole thing. And when your congressman is not being on the level with you, that's where journalism becomes the public service. We talk about elected officials being public servants. They really, so many of them don't think of themselves that way anymore. And too many journalists think of themselves as just part of, you know, an ownership group, another cog in the business of media. No, you're engaged in a public service as much, if not more so, than the elected officials that you're covering. So perform that public service and tell the full story. If the politician won't answer your questions or if the politician's going to be rude, then simply note that in the story. But then get all the details out there for your viewer, for your listener, for your reader. That really is the least you can do if you're going to have a role in media covering our elected officials in this day and age. All right, coming up, we will have today's history lesson, including who is on that iconic baseline from Boogie Oogie Oogie. In the meantime, here comes the Midwest Farm Report. Thanks for spending some time here as part of your mornings, powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same.
Welcome back to today's history lesson for this September 9th, 9/9/25. And we begin with the premiere of the TV series Welcome Back, Cotter, which debuted on ABC this date 50 years ago. That still is going to hit me every time I do something from 1975 and go, wait, it's been 50 years? Yeah, it is. The TV show about one of the former sweat hogs, as the kids all called themselves at this high school in I want to say, was it Brooklyn or the Bronx in New York City?
Well, I don't know.
He later becomes a teacher, and he comes back, and now he has to be the teacher to the same rambunctious type of students that he once was himself. The theme song there, that was written by John Sebastian of The Lovin' Spoonful, performed by him as well. And it would be the number one song on the charts next year as Welcome Back, Cotter caught on and became a highly rated ABC show. Another media story, the Radio Corporation of America, later known as RCA, on this day in 1926 launched its new radio network, the National Broadcasting Company, later known as NBC. So the NBC radio network began this day in 1926. All right, let's see. We've got what else in today's history lesson here? Got to scroll down. Oh, we've got a lot of birthdays today. We've got Dave Stewart is 73 from the Eurythmics, along with Annie Lennox. Hugh Grant is 65 years old today. And today marks the birth 84 years ago of Otis Redding, who died way too soon, a plane crash in Madison at the age of 26. But Otis Redding was born this day in 1941. Everybody goes, oh, it's Otis Redding. You're going to play Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, right? No, we're not. Because there's some songs when there's only like one version that's good and the rest are like pale comparisons. But respect, of course, Aretha Franklin, yeah. You know. But Otis Redding as well. Really nice version of that one, yeah. Got more than its share of airplay. And he would have done much more with it had he not passed away so soon at the age of 26. Adam Sandler is 59 years old today. Eric Stone Street of Modern Family is 54. The Bublé, Michael Bublé, is 50 years old today. John Coon,
former,
is 44. I like that he's really embraced the broadcast thing now. He's, you know, he's on the games. He's in the booth. Now he's doing TV commercials. So,
oh, is he? I don't think I've seen those.
Oh, yeah. I forget what it's for now, but I want to say it's for Potawatomi, for the sports book.
Okay.
I think it is. So, you know, good for him. It's always, sometimes these athletes, they leave, you know, they retire. You never hear from them again. Like, what happened to so-and-so? And then you got, like, Donald Driver. I mean, honestly, you expect to get in your car one day and he's in the back seat. Going, hi, I'm Donald Driver. I brought you some sub sandwiches and I'm writing you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt. You know? He's everywhere.
Yeah, I do like players that stick around like this.
Now, I know there's folks saying, well, wait, it's Michael Bublé's 50th birthday. Where's the song from Michael Bublé? To which I say, you're welcome. Let's move on to Elvis Presley. On this day in 1956, Elvis made the first of three contracted appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. Here's the clip of him performing Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone if you can't come around.
I'm surprised the crowd is that restrained as they were. He also would sing Love Me Tender, Ready Teddy, and Hound Dog, but he was shot from the waist up to avoid scandal.
And don't want to see those hips moving.
And the show built an audience of a staggering, listen to this. This is 1956. 54 million viewers.
I didn't know there were that many TVs.
I don't even know that the Super Bowl gets that much for raw numbers anymore. Wow. I could be wrong. I mean, your typical number one show used to get like maybe 20 million viewers.
Sure.
And now it struggles to get that. But again, you only had two or three channels at the time, so you were going to watch Elvis whether you wanted to or not, and most people most decidedly did.
They wanted to watch.
All right. Let's go to 1972. The new album there was from Jim Croce.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker here, bull-shooting son of a gun.
If you were to listen just to the history lesson, and we just talked about Otis Redding dying too soon in that plane crash in Lake Monona, and then Jim Croce, we lost him way too soon in an airplane crash, and we talked about Patsy Cline, I believe just yesterday, you'd think maybe the advice for musicians is not to get in airplanes. But remember, a lot of these were in the 50s and 60s, and it's not that planes don't crash anymore, but it was definitely a different era back then. And Jim Croce was approaching his peak with hits off that album, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, from this week in 1972. On this day in 1976, the answer to the question, you know, when did we decide to call ourselves the United States of America? Of all the things you could have picked for a country, I know they talked about like New Columbia and, you know, other names that were bandied about. But it was on this day in 1776, the Continental Congress officially named its Union of States as the United States. Which seems pretty basic. Like, what are we going to call ourselves? We're just a bunch of states. Yeah, but we're United States. Wait a minute.
I got an idea. Like,
wait a minute. We're just a bunch of baseball players. What are we going to call ourselves? Let's go with the ball players. It's brilliant. Yeah. Go ahead.
What? I would like to hear an alternative, Pat. What would your name have been for the United States?
That's a very good question. Maybe not England.
Not England. Okay. I'd have gone with anti-England. Yeah.
Anti-England. See, that would have worked out as well. On this day in 1791, so what, 15 years later or so, the capital city of the United States, the new capital city, would be named Washington, D.C., named after President George Washington. So there are those who say it will be renamed Trump, D.C. within the next year or two.
Oh, no. No.
Some could. All right, let's get to that little bit of trivia there. A Taste of Honey and Boogie Oogie Oogie. That was the number one song this week in 1978. Let's give a listen again to the start of it.
Rain,
Now, Taste the Honey, the lead singer, her name was Janice Marie Johnson. They had a drummer, a keyboardist, they had a lead guitar player. But what I didn't know till now was the person putting down this bass. Oh, I hit it too soon. I thought it was the short radio edit. But forget it. We'll get this in post-production. Let me back up.
Yeah, we'll be. Yeah, when you listen to this on the podcast, it'll be perfect.
A lead guitar. But what I didn't know till now was the person pulling down this bass line. Nailed it.
Attaboy.
The person nailing down the bass line was also Janice Marie Johnson, the singer, and is also a member of the Native American Music Association Hall of Fame. Number one song this week in 1978. On this day in 1999, a new park opened in Winslow, Arizona. And if I say Winslow, Arizona, if you're a really good fan of the Eagles, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The park is called Standing on the Corner Park for that Eagle song, Take It Easy, and it goes like this.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, it's such a fine sight.
There you go. And I know you're thinking, well, why didn't you bring that up yesterday? And you know why? Because was it last year? I want to say last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. When Dr. Kristen Lyerly was there and sent us a photograph of her at Standing on the Corner Park in Winslow, Arizona, featuring a statue of a man with a guitar standing on the corner. And the park quickly became a popular photo op for folks passing through Winslow, Arizona. Huh. Dr. Lyerly included, of course.
Of course she is. I was unaware of this. Of course she partook in this. All right.
Of course she did. On this day in 2014, hey, who doesn't like a free gift? Well, apparently about 500 million of us iTunes users at the time who created an uproar when U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, showed up in our personal libraries without costing anything, but also without anyone's permission to put their album in our personal music library. In other words, it was digital zucchini. You can't just come into our music collection front porch and leave us stuff that we didn't ask for.
I was not expecting a dig at Luke there.
It wasn't a dig at Luke Mathers necessarily, but yeah, it was digital zucchini is the way that I choose to look at it. And you would try to like delete it, and like it may or may not work. It might still actually be there in my phone for all I know, but it's a lot different now. Now there's just stuff that comes up random because the streaming services, you know, they're trying to use AI and guess what you want to hear next. Yeah. Sometimes it works, you know, sometimes not so much.
And it's all free now.
And what do you mean it's all free?
Like Spotify, it's free.
Well,
you can just listen to stuff.
They're gonna find a way to get you, though. They're going to want you to subscribe to something extra or
well,
whatever.
Well, I pay for Spotify, yeah, but.
Okay, there you go. Mathers on the text line. Yeah, that was kind of a dig, but I agree. I hated that album. And that was the problem. People did listen to the album and go, you know, not everything that you do is great. I mean, look at the Beatles. I point you to Michelle. Listen to that song and tell me the Beatles had 100% record. They did not. Every so often, one of them's going to miss. This week in 2006, we got this lead single from Justin Timberlake's second solo album. I know, I'm waiting for it to do something as well.
I'm bringing Sexy back.
There we go. Thank you, Justin. So anyway, Sexy Back was the lead single from the album Future Sex Love Song Love Sounds, and it hit number one this week in 2006 and would stay there for 7 weeks. 2 years later, in 2008, music news would be made by Donnie and Marie, of all people. Donnie and Marie Osmond, this week in 2008, kicked off what was supposed to be a six-week residency at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. But the show was so popular, instead of 6 weeks, the show ran for 11 years. Finally coming to an end in 2019 when Marie wanted to, you know, step down. Donny Osmond still performing quite regularly.
Huh. I'm no expert, but I think 11 years is a little longer than 6 weeks.
A little bit, yeah. The math definitely works on there. Tony says, it was so nice of Justin to write a song about me. Sure.
I thought it was about Pat.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's see. Today on the International Day calendar, it is International Box Wine Day. Much of a wine drinker. No. I thought when box wine came out, I thought people would welcome that, like, you know, better packaging and, you know, it would stay fresh longer without the cork thing. Oh, no. Box wine was quickly relegated to, you know, that thing that people look down on. But it's still around. Plenty of people still drink their box wine. This is the National Teddy Bear Day and International Sudoku Day. Ah. And I can say in all honesty, I have never played Sudoku.
Never. That seems like such a you thing to do.
I know. And I've just never gotten around to it. So anyway, Roger asks from Stevens Point on Facebook, does anyone still Wordle? That too is a valid question.
Yeah.
I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north. Wow, that's annoying, isn't it?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We're going to come back to Sudoku in just a moment here, but first at 6:52 in La Crosse, it is 61 degrees right now, Amory 63. Out in Oshkosh, it's 54. And at Racy Delane's Coffee Lounge on Water Street in Eau Claire, it is 64 degrees. And I bring up Eau Claire because I just received the list of events that will be happening for UW Eau Claire's 100th homecoming. So the 100th homecoming for Blue Golds at UW Eau Claire will take place the weekend of October 4th. And I don't know, Mr. Olson, if down there in Whitewater, do they have homecoming? Do they do things?
Yeah, we had a homecoming.
You sound really sold on it. Okay.
I was never a big homecoming guy.
Well, you just graduated. You're not, I mean, homecoming is.
I get what you mean. But like as a student, it's not.
It's more of an excuse to party.
Yes.
I totally get that. And so listen to these events coming up at UW Eau Claire that first weekend of October. There is the variety show on Thursday evening, Varsity Night Live, which I'd covered a few times for the college TV station at the old Zorn Arena, which they've now just torn down at Eau Claire. But Varsity Night Live was always a good time. Yeah. And sometimes there might be fodder that lasts a lifetime. For example, there was a men's choral group that did a slow version of the Carpenter song Superstar. And it was, I would say, cringeworthy.
Yeah,
because instead, where the chorus goes, "Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?" You probably saw it in Tommy Boy.
Okay.
But they sang it very, very seriously. "Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?" And it wasn't even like for humorous purposes.
No.
Like, they're playing it straight. Or that has stuck with us ever since. So if that song is coming, we'll just be like, "Baby, baby, 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 oh baby."
Just a little too stone-faced.
So go to your college campus variety show. You're gonna see stuff that is amazing.
Yeah.
And you might see something that sticks with you for the purposes of mockery. You just never know. Let's see. There will be a homecoming parade that will span 10 blocks of Water Street. There will be a Blue Gold football game against the Blue Devils of UW Stout, along, of course, with the Blue Gold marching band halftime show. You'll be able to enjoy the fifth quarter festivities. This part I would go to.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be around to go to it, but if I were, the fifth quarter is going to feature Uncommon Denominator. Uncommon Denominator is a cover band here in the Chippewa Valley featuring Blue Gold alums.
Oh, cool.
They are so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that there's any other band locally that we would seek out, but Uncommon Denominator is definitely one of them.
Awesome.
Now here's one we would not be going to, but other people will. At the new Sonitag Center in Eau Claire, you can revel in nostalgia with an I Love the 90s tour featuring Tone Loc, Young MC, and Vanilla Ice as your headliner.
Wait a minute.
Parker is just...
Vanilla Ice is going to be there?
Vanilla Ice is going to be at the I Love the 90s Tour concert at the Sonitag Center homecoming weekend.
What?
Okay, but maybe that's not your thing. Then fine. The School of Nursing is having its 60th anniversary breakfast. There will be a jazz concert at the Pablo Center. which I'm sure is going to be killer.
Oh,
because
yeah.
UW-Claire, known for its jazz program.
Yeah.
Blue Gold grads from the class of 1975. Here it comes again. Okay. They're going to have their 50-year reunion during homecoming. And you can check out things, of course, like the progress of the new science building that's going up at the bottom of the hill in the middle of campus there. And people will get there and go, wait a minute. Where did Putnam Hall go? Where did KT Hall go? Catherine Thomas. These two old dorms were torn down in order to make room for the new science building, which is huge. It's a big complex that's going up there. So you can check on the progress of that. You can look at the pit at what used to be Zorn Arena, which hosted countless events over the decades. You can check out the Little Niagara, the footbridge, all the other things that you remember. Climb up the hill and be reminded how much you hated climbing up the hill over and over to get to your dorm when classes were done back in the day.
My cousin is a freshman at Eau Claire, and I think that he is going to enjoy the experience of I'm a freshman and this is how it works, and it sucks, but it is how it works.
Sure. Yeah. So anyway, that's all the UW-Eau Claire 100th homecoming coming up the weekend of October 4th. Head over to uwec.edu to learn more. So when I mentioned it was a National Sudoku Day or something, it clearly said, you know, like Alicia says, same Pat, Sudoku never appealed to me. Tony said, I hate Sudoku. My wife does it all the time. No chance that I'm going to spend time with numbers just to relax. Alicia responding to, yeah, it's just math. I hate math. And she goes on to say, we could talk about cooler things like World of Warcraft or Guild Wars instead of Sudoku. So there are alternatives. I just did not realize it was going to strike a nerve. I'm glad that I have some allies in the desire to, you know, not necessarily play. Though, like I was telling Parker near the, you know, over the break, my dislike of Sudoku was based initially on a fatally flawed premise. I looked at this simple little box of nine numbers and went, well, they're going to run out of combinations. This thing's never going to catch on, because I didn't, again, do the math as far as all the different combinations and ways that you could play this. But at that point, my feeling about it went completely to the other end of the spectrum to, oh, that's too much math. There's too many possibilities. I don't want any part of this. But like Roger mentioning Wordle, you know, there are things that people get addicted to, or not addicted, but, you know, that they like to play.
Yeah, I like to do chess. I have chess.com. I have that app on my phone, and I'll do, like, the daily puzzle every day. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, and Sherry and I, we still have Words with Friends, which is Scrabble, and we have a Boggle game on our phones.
Boggle.
That we have played thousands of games of Boggle, rounds of Boggle on there on the phone. So yeah, different strokes for different folks here. So, all right. Well, coming up in the next hour, how would you like to visit our national parks without having to pay anymore? You can, but you shouldn't, but you can. It's all part of Donald Trump's plan to starve the national parks and probably lead to more development or privatization. We'll talk about it coming up after the news with Jeff Renicki from Friends of the Apostle Islands. That's coming up. Also, Hans Breitenmoser and Sheila Everhart on the growing spots to engage in rural tourism across the great state of Wisconsin. Two more hours to go as we get rolling on another one of those Tuesday mornings powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.